Welcome to St. Paul Lutheran Church on this joyous night as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The story of God's plan of salvation begins in Genesis with Adam and Eve falling into sin. But before God told them the consequences of their sin, in love, he first gave them the promise of the Savior. A lesson from Genesis chapter 3. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." The line of the Savior appeared in jeopardy when Abraham was asked by God to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. But God intervened and provided a ram to sacrifice instead. God has also intervened for us by providing his son as the sacrifice for our sins. In our next lesson, we hear God confirming this promise with Abraham. A lesson from Genesis chapter 22. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me." Isaiah prophesies about the birth of the Savior, referring to him as the one who would bring light into this sin-darkened world. A lesson from Isaiah chapter 9. "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." Even though the kingdom of David had been dead for many years, from that stump a shoot would spring up, and the long-promised Savior would usher in a kingdom of peace. A lesson from Isaiah chapter 11. "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." The prophet Micah foretells what will happen on that first Christmas night in the little insignificant town of Bethlehem. Even though the town was small, what happened there on that first Christmas night would have eternal consequences. A lesson from Micah chapter 5. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth." Here the angel Gabriel informs Mary that she would have the privilege of being the mother of her Savior. And through faith, Mary was led to believe the angel's message. A lesson from Luke chapter 1. "In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.' Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.' 'How will this be?' Mary asked the angel, 'since I am a virgin.' The angel answered, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.' 'I am the Lord's servant,' Mary answered. 'May it be to me as you have said.' Then the angel left her." Without any flashing lights or fanfare or trumpets, one of the greatest events in human history took place that first Christmas night amidst the sound of animals and the smell of hay. A lesson from Luke chapter 2. "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Even though most of the world didn't celebrate the Savior's birth that night, heaven was rejoicing. And in the Gospel of Luke, we are told a host of angels share this joyous news with some shepherds. The good news that the Savior of the world had been born. A lesson from Luke chapter 2. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. He will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. O gracious and almighty Father, we praise you that you kept your ancient promises by sending your everlasting Son in human flesh. On this holy night, receive our thanks and devotion, our songs and prayers. You sent Jesus as the Savior of the world to deliver all from the curse of sin, the power of death, and the torment of hell. He took our place. He was born under the law to set us free. He became the innocent lamb of sacrifice. He came to die and rise again in order that we might live eternally. Firmly implant this good news in our hearts and fill us with an eager desire to spread the word concerning what we have heard tonight. May all who hear the message in every nation under heaven be amazed and believe what is told them about the child. You sent your Son, Jesus, as the light of the world to drive out all darkness that would rob us of the full life you intend for us. May the joy that will be for all people be our joy. May the peace on earth to all on whom his favor rests be our peace. May the treasure that Mary pondered in her heart be our treasure. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to us. He is Christ the Lord. Amen. The all-powerful Son of God, who was present at the creation of the world, took on human flesh to be our Savior from sin. It is something that our feeble minds really can't grasp or fully understand. Instead, we believe it by God-given faith. And so we thank and praise God each and every day of our lives for this mystery, because it is the source of our salvation. And so may we rejoice in that good news, not only tonight, but throughout our lives. And may we share that good news with those who don't know the true joy of Christmas. A lesson from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts. You are the light of the world. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. When all was still in the middle of the night, your eternal word, O Lord, descended from the almighty throne to dwell among us. May we receive him in the peace of forgiven hearts and proclaim your gracious goodwill to all people on earth. For he is God with us, Emmanuel, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. May he who by his incarnation gathered things earthly and heavenly into one fill us with such joy that comes with the knowledge of the forgiveness of sins and the hope of eternal life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be and abide with you always.